Introduction. Social anxiety and shyness can be defined as the extreme fear of being scrutinized and judged by others in social or performance situations. Let me give you an example. If I call upon a group of 10 people and ask each of them to pick up one of the following tasks: address a gathering of 50 people, make a presentation to 10 people, and make a presentation to 2 people, most of us would choose the last option. Very few, if anyone at all, would choose the first option. Social anxiety and shyness is present in some degree in all of us. But for some people, anxiety turns their lives upside down. People with social anxiety disorders usually find out that their anxiety can interfere significantly with their daily routines, performance at work, social life, school, job interviews, friendships, and romantic relationships. Although people suffering from social anxiety disorders realize that the fear is excessive and unreasonable, they feel powerless against their anxiety. Most of them are terrified they might end up humiliating or embarrassing themselves. Though anxiety disorders can be easily treated, not more than 33% of those suffering from anxiety actually go on to receive treatment. And that is exactly where the problem lies. Very few of those suffering from anxiety disorders actually take the initiative to get a proper treatment. What is more shocking is that 36% of people experiencing social anxiety disorder seek intervention after experiencing symptoms for 10 or more years. Let us look at some numbers. I took up the U.S. statistics related to anxiety because it was easiest to come by, disorders. If you notice, it affects many more people than we think. It is actually quite common. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, U.S., anxiety disorders are the most common mental condition in America, affecting 40 million adults, or 18% of the total population. Women make up more than 66% of those suffering from this disorder. The total amount of money spent treating anxiety disorders in the U.S. is more than $42 billion a year, which happens to be one-third of the country's $148 billion total mental health bill.